in the Bayside on Wednesday night.
Very good. So, we're coming soon to the holiday period, and this shayla comes up a bit more. It's a bit more nagia. Although it's nagia all year round as well. Sometimes a person is an oinus, or sometimes a person gets up late, or sometimes a person more than once in a while more often gets up late. The shayla is up until when? What's the zman a person can daven shachris until? Up until when can a person daven shachris? So, first, there's three zmanim, three main zmanim. One zman is not nagia, the other zman we shouldn't know about, and the middle zman is a zman that we need to be careful. And I explained to you, one zman is not nagia, that is, for most of us, netz is not nagia. If we can daven netz, it's a murder because zach daven netz. The mechaber writes, schor har bemoid, somebody davens netz, somebody's medaktik daven netz, but it's, especially in the summer, netz is very, very early, netz can be 4:45, 4:30, even before 4:30, netz is very, very early in England. And in the winter as well, netz is too late, netz can be 8:25 in Manchester, it's very difficult. So somebody who came in Medaktik and Daven netz, if somebody Daven's net every morning in Medaktik and netz, even Biyochid, he should Daven Biyochid. Yeah, sure. So the Emma says that is Lekatchila Shelebekatchila, that's the Sof Zman. Zman Shachris is a specific Zman, it's not a big period, a specific Zman net. Mamish on the dot, mamish on the net. Okay, that's the sof zman of the kvasik and the people of Madakdik. That is the best man, and that's the end of the best man. It's mama's just a moment. The moment it comes out net, that's when he splits with the doctor and start davening shachris. Start. Shema Yisrael. Exactly. The zman that we shouldn't know about, that should not be negated to us, is chatzois. Okay? Chatzois is the last man, the most bedievedik zman is chatzois. And I'll be mivar exactly what this is all about, this chatzos. But in chatzos, the emphasis is there's two shittas. There's machlokes haposkim, and Mishnah Berurah writes that if a person b'dieved is soymechon, and even a mukuladik shitta b'dieved is okay. And that is it dafka chatzos or even half an hour after chatzos? What's the shaila? Because why is chatzos the cutoff point? Because once you have a chatzos, you're already going into mincha. Yeah. So now you're already going into. So that's it. Shachris stops. You want to daven? Daven. Say the sure go daven, but daven mincha. And you missed shachris, you got tashlumin. Hilchas tashlumin. But now half an hour from chatzos, you got half an hour. You can't daven mincha yet. So do we say, oh, I can't daven mincha? So why not go daven shachris? The whole reason why I can't daven shachris anymore is because I have mincha. But if I can't b'mtzias daven mincha, then I can daven shachris, and that's taka the shitza taz. It tells all that a person theoretically that he can daven all day long. There's never going to be a time in the day where you can't daven. Now, if you're telling me you can't daven from chatzos until half an hour after chatzos comes out, there's a half an hour you can't daven. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Yishai spat all the mekala yoyim. You see from the Gemara you can daven all day. Every moment of the day is shaykh. It's shaykh to work out. So it tells all you can daven even till half an hour after chatzos means until just before mincha. Right? By the way, but the other possible of Rome, the other possible can bring that you can only daven from chatzos. Why? Up until chatzos. Why? Because from chatzos, be'etzem is ready zman mincha. True, we can't daven, and it's only because we're not sure, we're not clear exactly when there's zman, we shouldn't be misbalbo, but be'etzem it's ready zman mincha, zameh zman shachris is gone. Okay, and as I said, if a person is mamash b'dievet, Mishnah Berurah holds that if a person can daven even until half an hour after chatzos.
Okay?
Shmenestra. Too much menestra. That's what we're talking. We're saying the word daven.
Just to clarify.
To finish. No, you have to finish by then. Yeah, for sure. You have to make sure you finish by half an hour after chatzos. You can't. Yeah. You can't continue on. Yeah. And look, if you started and you're going into it, you have to stop. You can't anymore. You can't change over mshachas to mincha as well in the middle. No, a person as well. Okay. Now the zman that we have to all be careful is sof zman tefillah. Now. Oh, thank you, Shpet Moshe. I already got that. It's fine. So now, the Gemara says in Brachas, the Mechala brings down the Simon Peites. The Machlokes of Yudah and Chachamim, up until when can you bring the Korban HaTomid? Chacham hold, you can bring the Korban HaTomid up the whole first half of the day up until Chatzos, and Yudol is only up until Daled Shoyz. And Mechaber, we paskin that you can only daven, and daven Shachris is doch keneged, atomit. So Meila, and we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So Meila, you can't daven Shachris after Daled Shoyz. You can't daven Shachris after Daled Shoyz. Shachris only belongs up until Daled Shoyz. Yeah, that's Mechaber. Paskin simen peites. You can't daven. That's the time that you're supposed to daven up until then. That's Sof Zman Tefillah. Okay? So, and that is the bottom line. That is Sof Zman Tefillah. It's the Machlokes, Magen Avraham and Gra, where how you work out the Sof Zman. How do you work out? How do you split the day? Do you start from a lot, very early in the morning from Alois and you finish by Nacht? So it's a very long day. It means you start, or do you start from late and you finish late earlier? That means you start from Netz and you finish by Shkia. Okay, so that's not a machlokes. It's a machlokes aposkim. The most of the minigas we take on a kula, Even by the raisas, it seems the minigas that we take on a kula like the gra, that you can go with the second sovzma. Okay, it means you can go with the second sovzma. So up until then, that is, a person has to be very careful. A person ideally should be extremely careful. It doesn't matter what time of year, even in holidays. Ideally, a person should be careful to daven to finish Shmoneh Esra, not Asher Dovot Tzina Leinu, Shmoneh Esra, to finish before Sofzman Tefillah, which is the grot. Today, grot at 10:30. Right? So, ideally, a person has to make sure, which is grot very, very late. A person should make sure he finishes Shmoneh Esra by 10:30. So, the latest minion theoretically can go and daven is a 9:45 minion bear. Yeah? Which is quite late. Okay? Now, is it ideal to daven earlier? What happens if a person says, listen, I can daven 7 o'clock, or I can daven 9 o'clock, I can daven, both of them are convenient. Is it preferable to daven at 7 rather than at 9? Yeah, because l'chayra, you miss the nets, so you anyway don't have that zman, the best of the best, and you anyway going to get the before sovzman tefillah. Let's say you even get the Magen Avraham sovzman tefillah. So, should I daven earlier? Or maybe, what's an afkamina? What? Oh, so now. So there's a few sibbas where a person should ideally daven earlier. The earlier you can daven, the better. He's not mechuyev to, but the earlier, I mean, sovzman tefillah, he's mechuyev to make sure that he davens before that. We'll see in a moment, mechuyev, how much the chiyuv is. But if a person wants to daven properly, he has to daven before some tefillah. Should he daven earlier? There's a few sibbas to say why a person should daven earlier. Why? One is, that in Hilchas Krishma, the Mechaber writes, in Hilchas Krishma, this is Krishma now, we're now jumping over to Krishma, the Mechaber writes in Siman Nun Ches that true the Sovzman, yeah, the Sovzman, rather, but the Mechaber writes in Sovzman, it's a different Sovzman, I'm not going to go to that, Sovzman, it's 3 years, 3 hours, not 4 hours, it's earlier Sovzman, yeah, okay, so the Mechaber in Siv base, there's a mechaber. It's a Siv for itself. Im leikara oisa koydem a netzachama. Yesh leilahagdim leikroisa b'mhira kol ma'ashu yuchal. A person didn't manage to daven nets, right? Okay, it doesn't matter. Krishma. He should try and daven and sanctify Krishma. The earlier, the better. So the Lebusha Stradovei brings, yeah, it's in Hilchas Krishma. So didn't Krishma, but the Shabrua brings this as reason. So it's reason. So it's reason. If it's reason, so about the din is reason. By all mitzvahs, din is reason. By the mitzvahs. So about the idea of person should daven. If he can daven 7 o'clock, why wait till 9 o'clock? Reason magdimim. Chaperayin. Like Bilam said last week, the minute we get up, we jump out, we go to daven. Yeah, about the reason. There's another sibba, like you mentioned, and that is bet some two sibbas. And that is like this. Sovzman Krishma is man shchiva, which is 3 hours after beginning of the day. Because Sovzman Tefillah is 4 hours after beginning of the day. Sovzman Krishma is 3 hours. So the opposite is a Zman between Sovzman Tefillah and Sovzman Krishma, where you're not in Zman Krishma. You're in Zman Tefillah, but you can daven, and Chazal say you can daven as well, all the Birkas Krishma, with all the Brachas, Shema Malchus, no problem, because it belongs to Tefillah. Even though it's connected to Krishma, but Chazal stuck onto Tefillah. But nevertheless, the Mishnah Berurah brings that ideally a person should say the Krishma that he's been chavan to do mekayim the deraisa, he should do the actual Krishma while he's davening. Right? So now, if he's already passed Zovzman Krishma, so obviously he's a person who said already Krishma, about it. He doesn't want to lose out in mitzvah Krishma, no shachs the tefillah. So he's going to say Krishma. So now when he's davening, he's not davening with mitzvah Krishma. He's saying it. He's just saying it, but he's not a kind of mitzvah now. He's already done the mitzvah. So it's not ideal to daven when you're not saying Krishma. Although you're saying it, but you're not a kind of mitzvah Krishma. I mean, ideally, that's why I talk to a lot of people in Medakdek, especially when it comes to Shabbos, people, the shuls in Medakdek, to daven before Zovzman Krishma. To daven before, why? Because of this halacha. There's another interesting halacha, there's the Mishnah's Yaakov. He holds, a very interesting Mishnah Berurah brings him down. He holds, he's mitzadid, that if you're ready, you're allowed to say Birkas Krishma after Sovzman Krishma. After Sovzman Krishma, as long as it's within Sovzman Tefillah. There's another. If you're ready, Makai in the mitzvah of Krishma, because you want to make sure, because you want to catch it before Sovzman Krishma, and now you're in Sovzman Tefillah, so you're davening, because you're within Sovzman Tefillah, good. But he holds that it could be you can't say the brachas anymore. You can only say the brachas of Krishma if you're not yet Makai in the mitzvah. He's mitzadet, he's not sure. So Mila, after that as well, you're going into machlokes as that as well. It's better to daven before Sovzman Krishma as well. So again, so if a person has got a shayla, should daven at 7 o'clock or at 9 o'clock, ideally you should, why not daven at 7 o'clock? It's using magdimim, like all mitzvahs, or maybe even as halacha, better halacha, you should midak daven earlier. If you can't, okay, fine, it's not a problem, but it's like a tchilish daven. So now, Sovzman Tefillah, we mentioned, there's machlokes magnavon magra, and the minig olam is to go with a gra, okay, some medakdek, to go with a magen avraham, which is early as man. Now the main thing what I want to really bring over here is something which is not negiah to any of us. Baruch Hashem is not negiah to any, maybe it's negiah to some of us, it's not negiah to any of us. And that is that we said that the halach of tefillah is that you have to daven before Sovzman Tefillah. Why? Because the Mechaber Pasen Zekeb Yehuda, that Korban HaTomid was brought only within the first 4 hours, and that's it. That's when the Zman Tefillah is. Now, what happened if the person missed? I told you could daven until Chatzos. Now, what is this? What is this time from Sovzman Tefillah to Chatzos? What is it? You can't. You told me that there's a Sovzman Tefillah over here. So, and then nevertheless, you say if you missed, you can still daven. What is this Zman? So the Mechaber says back into Hilchos Tefillah. Mechaber writes in Siman Pei Tes. Vimta. A person by mistake. Oy over, ubedafka. Veispalal acha arba shoyz at chatzoyz. And he davened, he taken still davened after dalet shoyz. Aber bi she'eloy scha ketfile bezmano, scha tfile mia ikka. Vacha chatzoyz osir ispalal tfile shachis, says the Rimmah. Yeah? Says the Mechaber, and it's a Gemara. The Gemara brachos, that, okay, let's say this, you missed off Zman Tefillah. So they would say, okay, fine, too bad. Okay, next mincha, next minion is mincha. Okay, I'm free. No, your person should still daven, and even if like a tchila, a person bedavka, okay, said, yeah, I've still got plenty of time. Because does this, does that, does the other, and he's and suddenly, whoop, stops my tefillah really passed. Like a, and he knew about it. Doesn't matter. He could still daven, but zok the mechaber, only schah. He only gets schah tefillah. He gets schah for the tefillah, but not tefillah bezmana. See, he lost out the element of davening bezmana, right? It means he did an avera. He just lost something out. He lost a good element of this mitzvah, the mitzvahs of tefillah, and his part of it is they should be done as man. He lost it. Okay, fine. He lost it. Right now, the problem is not the problem. It's not a problem, but there are many. And this is what I want to mevayer. This is what bothers me as well. There are many yidden, choshev yidden. Chassidah Shayidim, so this is where the Chassidim, they're very much, it seems, the Chassidah Shayidim, even Erech Yidim, they daven off the Sovzman Tefillah. You see, they daven off the Sovzman Tefillah. Right? And you see a lot of them, day in, day out sometimes. Sometimes some of them daven once in a while. Oh, it's as if this time we're going to bring in Shabbos as well. What is this Heta? Where does this Heta come from? So, them is this. It's bechal not such a shtark. There's bechal no real makor to this. Even the chassidim will be moided to you. There's no real strong heter for this. Even then will be moided to you. Ask around as well. There's a Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov wants to say, we said that we pass in Agav Yehuda, right? That the Talmid was only brought for the first 4 hours a day. Afterwards it was over. Says Mishkanes Yaakov, Rabbi Yehuda's moided to Chachomim that you can still bring the Talmid. It's just not like a tchila. But if they didn't bring the Talmid for whatever reason, the first 4 hours, it's not lost. You can still bring the Talmid. Says the Mishkanes Yaakov that b'di'eved you can still daven. Now it's not the same as we said before. Before we said you lost Sovzman Tefillah bezmana. In other words, it's not a ketchil b'diavet. There's two things. There's chatfila b'zmano, and you lost that. Now it's just chatfila. He says no. It's more than that. It's a ketchil b'diavet. It's a bit better than losing a chatfila b'zmano. It's a b'diavet mamash. It's right. It's a higher level than losing. Then he says therefore, even though the machab paskas, it's a different sugya that you can't anymore say because krishma after sof zman tefila. But he wants to say that since even if Yudah's married to the b'diavet, you can't daven. So therefore, you see, talking to say that avadi you can say was also because krishma. You can say it's the biggest krishma then. Because since it's also zman, it's also tefillah. It's also tefillah. It's also a good chashiva, chelik of tefillah. But yeah, but since you should lose that biggest krishma because of that. No. And the bialacha brings him down a dina, and he says if a person is nenas, if a person is an oinas, whatever reason, he had something very, very important to sort out, and it had to be done there and then, and he missed off on tefillah, so Mishaburu is married, and he says, Taka, the Mishnah is Yaakov, that you can say Birkus Krishna. The Lord comes Mechaba. Mechaba takes on, like the Bahag, this is clear that you can't say. But it says, if you're an, so you see, the Bialacha goes with this Mishnah is Yaakov, that there is some sort of element of Tfilah, even after Sazman Tfilah. So it makes it a little bit easier, because we're telling you it's B'diabit. It's not Pshat, you're losing out a whole portion of the mitzvah of the Tfilah, of Zman of it. It's a b'diavet. Say the b'diavet. There's many mitzvahs we do, like that we do b'diavet, and we try to b'rikat chileb. If it doesn't happen, we do b'diavet. They bring as well the chidah. There's a chidah that brings the minig was that many, many people used to daven after Sofzman Tefillah. The chidah didn't like it. The chidah writes in one of his svarim in Nun Ches. He doesn't like it, but he brings it. There was many, many yidden who used to daven after Sofzman Tefillah. Okay, so you see this minhag already came long before even the chidah was before the Baal Shem, before the chassidim, I think. I don't know. Yeah? Okay, the Seder. Now, there's another very interesting noise, and that is the poiskim bring that the chassidish rebbes, they davened after Sofzman Tefillah. How could it be? They, day in, day out, every single day, not all of them, only few of them, davened after Sofzman Tefillah. So first, there's Eretz Tzvi. This is already now going on Chassidish line. It's not going on Halachadik line. The Eretz Tzvi is the a Talmud. He was in the Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, in the wartime. I think he was Nifta before the war. He writes over there, very interesting. He writes over there a few sippers. One of them is, he said this. He says, you know the mission of a said Aver Gerer Savira, right? And he says that these rebels, lo motzinu, that the Aver of davening after Sofzman brought them to any other Averas, right? So if they didn't, must be it's not an Avera. Yeah, that's what he writes. Yeah, there's another. They bring that from the Rishonah. The Rishonah says that it depends if you're davening for yourself, if you're davening for others. If you're davening for others, you can go into the Palatin of Melech, you can go into the king's palace whenever you want, because not for, it's for someone else's behalf. They bring from the Baditshava that, like we know, Don, Sheva Don, they were always traveled behind them. Asaf L'chol HaMachnas, they were behind us. These Tadikim also, but it's all Chassidish Zachar. But the Bnei Yisoscha brings, the Bnei Yisoscha Derech B'Kodecha, Mitzvah Tezayin, he's got a Sefer called Derech B'Kodecha, he writes, Chas V'Shalom from anyone to learn from these people. You can't learn. You got to question them? Okay, very good. Keep that question. But Chas V'Shalom, even he's talking to the Chassidim, to learn from the rabbis that you can daven B'Shat Nefesh, after Sofzman Tefillah, Mechatesa, there's no heter whatsoever. This is from the Bnei Yisoscha. Right? There's no, And then you got the other thing of Shabbos, like Menachem David mentioned. So now Shabbos is an interesting thing. I didn't see much about it, but there's probably a lot more about it because the Ramah writes in Simei Reish Pei Aleph, very interesting that in this week's parasha by the Korban Tomid, it says Baboika. When it comes to Shabbos, it doesn't say Baboika. So it says the Ramah B'Shem one of the Rishonim, B'Hag one of the Goyim, that therefore on Shabbos you don't have to daven Baboika in the morning. You can wait a little bit longer. Right, you can wait a little bit longer. It doesn't have to be baboika, right? And now the Bach asked, by 1 minute, that is talking about korban musaf, not korban tomid. Yes. We're talking about korban musaf. If you look in the pesukim in parashas Pinchas, it's parasha. So what I had is of a korban tomid. Okay, so the Bach brings there that because you should be makasha the tomid together with the musaf as much as possible in time wise. So if the Torah is meramas that you can have musaf late, and then maybe you can have also tomid late. So it's a similar. You can have tomid late. If you can have tomid late, therefore you can daven as well late. Even after Sofzman, even after. But besides the Poskim, the Ramon Chas V'Shalom never meant after Sofzman. Even the Mishnah Berurah brings over there, their monument, also Zman Krishma, to Miss Krishma, and Bechor was it in Tefillah, the Paschim brings as well their monument in Tefillah. But on that, but this is a makor to what the Chassidim and the Chassidim Aliyim Azeh, even though they'll be very careful not to daven after Sofim Tzidim in the week, but on Shabbos they're more makor. But still, it's a shvacha. They bring down this the sefer Minig Yisrael Torah, beautiful sefer, is mevayeh a lot of Chassidus Shimon Hagim, and he brings down there from the Maram Shik, the story of Maram Shik when he became Rav. One of the things that he wanted, he decided to be mevatel was this inyan of davening after Sofim Tzidim on Shabbos, and then he changed his mind. Right? Why? Because he writes there because he saw that the heathen they don't get up early. They get up. Even though the Bach brings the reason why you should daven late on Shabbos is because you should let them sleep a bit longer for Enoch Shabbos. But he says that they don't get up later. They get up at normal times, still more or less, and they learn. He sees the thing Tehillim, Shnai Mikra, they're learning Gemara. And he realized afterwards, when they finish davening, they go, none of them learn. They all go to sleep. And he realized if he's going to be machang and daven on time, it'll be less learning. So he kept quiet. He left early. So upon him, this is more or less in a nutshell. Right? Meikra din, the Sofzman Tefillah. Be careful, Sofzman Tefillah, no matter what day of the year is. If you see Eden or not Simadakdik, yes, the Mama Misloich, but don't rely on them and don't follow them. Was good.